This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of white America. It is Saturday, November 3rd, 2018. We're in hour two of the broadcast, going to be taking your phone calls. Also, I've got an article right here. The Daily Star ran this past week. I'm just going to read the headlines for the sake of time. We want America. Migrant caravan refuses offers of housing and jobs in Mexico. You see, that's not what their direction was. That's not what the bankroller said do. That's not part of the agenda. That's not part of the plan to get to Mexico and take jobs. Of course, they say they want jobs, but they really don't. Their job is to invade America. Let's go to the phones. Art, how you doing today?
Hey, man. We'll get to the Don Lemon thing here in a minute if we have time, but I want to address a couple articles. Andrew DiPietro of Forbes magazine, he published an article several days ago about what it's going to cost for these troops. Now, I'm going to take just a couple passages from the article, and then I'll get to the point I want to make here. He says, the cost of immigration enforcement in terms of dollars spent falls mainly into two buckets, border security and interior enforcement. Since the last major overhaul of the U.S. immigration system in 1986, according to the American Immigration Council, the federal government has spent an estimated $263 billion on immigrant enforcement. Trump's aggressive and antagonistic immigration strategy will further increase that cost. The Defense Department doesn't anticipate any terrorist infiltration and little involvement of criminal gangs in the exodus Trump is preoccupied with, according to Newsweek. Approximately 1,700 of the migrants filed for asylum in Mexico and another 3,500 plan to move on to the United States. The deployment of 5,200 additional troops at the border will cost up to $50 million, according to a Pentagon official. Now, let's go back. Last week, remember I mentioned Hungary had built a wall of sorts, which is actually a series of fences. Prime Minister Viktor Orban's chief security advisor, Gregory Benkondi, stated that the system of technical barriers is the key to the success of border security, and without it, it would be impossible to stop the mass arrival of immigrants. Now, they cite the numbers going from 391,000 illegals in 2015 to 18,263 in 2016 and only 1,184 in 2017. Now, we have UN Refugee Agency Chief Filippo Grandi visited the border and complained, when I was standing at the border fence there in Hungary, I felt the entire system is designed to keep people, many of whom are fleeing war and persecution, out of the country. Well, no kidding. That's the intent. Well, now they want to claim that these migrants, if that's what you want to call them, coming from Honduras and South America, are fleeing poverty and violence. Well, I challenge anyone out there who's not done it, do what I've done. I've had 33 years of traveling this country, and I've seen virtually every type of neighborhood there is to see. Go and do what I've done and spend a day, drive through some of these migrant neighborhoods that we now have in the cities across the country. Tell me if you think we need more of this. Now let's run some numbers. You said earlier that the estimates were $70,000 per year for one of these immigrants. Well, if we have 10,000 of these immigrants, or illegal aliens, that's $700,000 per year just for 10 of them. Now, if they live for 10 years, $70,000 for 10,000 illegals living for 10 years, that's a cost of $7 billion. Now, if it's going to cost us $7 billion to take care of 10,000 illegals for 10 years, but it's only going to cost $50 million for the troops on the border, well, if we do the troops on the border and don't let them in, that saves us $6,950,000,000. Now, here's what we do. We take and we put that $50 million toward the troops on the border, use that remaining money, that $6 billion with a B, $950,000,000, and we do what Hungary did and build a series of fences. Bang. I'm a crazy self-educated redneck, and I just solved the problem, and all it took was for me to read two articles, less than 30 seconds to conceive the idea, and under 1 minute to do the math.
Wow, that was beautiful, Art. That was beautiful. And, you know, I even questioned the $50 million because the military is not just sitting idle somewhere, not drawing a paycheck, not using any fuel. I mean, in this area of rural North Carolina, there's all kind of military helicopters and jets flying all the time. I see them going up and down the road in every direction. I mean, they're always doing something. But even if it does cost $50 million, so what? Absolutely. And that's good information. That's good information. I appreciate that, Art. Quickly, give me your Don Lemon take. I'm getting callers stacked up. I'm going to get everybody on. But that was excellent, Art. I commend you on that. Don Lemon, what'd you want to say there?
Okay. A white man ban? Does anybody actually know what he just said? Okay. Remember after the whole Trayvon Martin issue in Florida? There was a woman, don't know if she's still the president, but at that time she was president of the Tampa Bay chapter of the Black Panthers. And she stated that every black person, because of what happened to Trayvon Martin, every black person needed to kill at least one white person. Well, here we are almost 7 years later, and we got this sorry sack of bleep, 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 talking about a white man ban. But no one seems to be bothered by this. No one in the media wants to discuss this. Is this not violent rhetoric? Is this not a call for violence against white people? Well, I'm going to say the same thing now that I said back then. I'm proud and white, loud and right. And if you think for 1 second any of this is a good idea, any of you, anybody out there who thinks this is a good idea, consider this an open invitation to come to my neighborhood and try it. I guarantee you it's going to be one ugly day in this county. And as Roosevelt said, it will be a day that will live in infamy. Thanks,
hey, thank
Aaron.
So
I'm out
much,
of here.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, that other than a few websites like DailyStormer.name covering the Don Lemon, I don't know if NationalVanguard.org did or not, but just the omission in the news of the real news is mind-boggling. Paul in New Jersey, patiently holding. How you doing, sir? Hey, Paul, how you doing? Do we have Paul?
Yeah. Farron,
hey, Paul.
Do you know where Robert Bowers is going?
As far as what prison or to be executed or?
No, he's going to Valhalla, of course. Those are the rules.
Okay. I didn't see that one coming. The first day in court, though, Paul, when he had him in the wheelchair, he looked like he'd been drugged out of his mind. That was my assessment just of the way his face looked. He looked like he was on some heavy, heavy downers. But go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the thing is, Barbara Lerner Specter had anticipated a wave of anti-Semitism, and she admits it that Jews were going to be at the center of the transforming of Europe into multicultural mode. And the same goes for the United States. You know, Jews were leaders in the role in promoting migrations, the Seller Hart bill of 1965, that was also sponsored with Javits. He was behind it too. And so Jews should anticipate that if they're going to be the leaders of promoting multiculturalism, then they are going to be the center of the backlash. And we need to remind our Jewish friends out there that we don't want to pick this fight with them, right? And In a mafia-like way, I believe we should, respond and address the Jewish community like mafiosi and say, oh, it's a shame what happened, you know, to your little synagogue there. Things happen, you know, and, oh, we have millions upon millions and millions of disenfranchised white males, and it's so sad. So many of them have AR-15s and AR-10s, and they feel disenfranchised, and they don't like what's happening to their country. Shame what happened. You know, you guys should start joining the anti-immigration campaigns. Look, you know, these things are going to happen, and they're probably going to happen again.
And you know, Paul, I tell you what I think we're going to see. Now, let me give a little disclaimer here. I'm not advocating any violence. I am predicting. I'm predicting the future here. I'm predicting the future. I think we're going to. It's going to move from these people that have just lost it and can't take it anymore, running up into places and shooting it up. I mean, we may still have that, but you see what happens, like Dylan's roof when he done that. You can see what ends up happening afterwards. We're seeing it with Gab being taken down after Robert Roberts. I think what we're going to see, and again, I'm just predicting the future. I'm not advocating anything. I think we're going to see a rise of snipers. We're going to see people being shot, and they're not going to know, you know, where or who done it. I think because it's only going to get worse. I wish it was. I'm not, you know, advocating for a worse, more violent society. But it's just what's going to happen as this thing continues to unravel. That's my opinion. I'll get yours. And at that synagogue, one of the rabbis cut a little baby's penis completely off by accident in 2013. That was one of the things I ran across while looking into this a little bit. I mean, not that it means anything. It's just some of the bizarre things that happened. But go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, you know, if Mr. Bowers did a better job, he could have just bought a one-way ticket to Sweden and introduced himself to Mrs. Spector and become a hero of the Western world in that. You know, a lot of those Jews, I have to admit, they're just a bunch of innocent, dopey schlubs, you know, and nebbishes. They're not really high-leading Jews. If anything, I see them as borderline retarded. But I will admit this, you know, when a Christian or a man like Mr. Bauer shoots up a synagogue, it's the worst thing on the planet. But when Jews mass murder Gentiles, they found a religion on it. You know, their founder, this is the karma that's going to come back to them anyway. Their founder, Moses, was a mass murderer. If you look in the book of Numbers, chapter 31, he would be up on war crimes today. He captures a town, and he says, kill the men, kill the women who have known men, but save the virgins for yourselves. That's what he said. So, you know, their religion is founded by a pretty much a mafia racket leader themselves. So they're in no position to take the moral high ground. And so what we really want is we just want to pressure the Jews to modify their behavior, and that will end anti-Semitism, right? Assimilate and become decent Americans, and join your white friends, because we will be their friends, if they join us and help stop these floods of non-white migrants into the United States and Europe. On that note, thank you, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, we shall see. We shall see as the future unveils. We got Jerry in Chicago, then Frank in North Carolina, Fred in Louisiana coming up. Jerry, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Good morning, Farron, and thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get you off speaker here. Damn. Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, you were talking about Bill Cooper. I don't know if you studied much on him, but you know he did his first stint in the Air Force and then went directly to the Navy, right? Okay, did you ever read the part about when he was on the submarine, he was doing a watch?
Saw a UFO?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
yeah
okay.
I did.
Okay, all right. But, yeah, he was a visionary. I wish I would have known about him 17 years ago, because he was a very interesting person and a true patriot. And I agree with your last caller. Why is it that, you know, Christian churches can get shot up and it's off the news within 2-3 days, but a Jewish synagogue gets shot up and it's pushed down our throats everywhere? They had deals going on here in Chicago with everybody standing out with candles and everything else like that downtown just, what, a week ago.
Yeah, we had that here as well. We had that here as well. And it, I mean, this has received, in my opinion, I'll get yours, but my, it's already received more attention than the Las Vegas massacre.
Oh, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And I don't care if they killed one or they killed 100. You know, as far as that goes, they could have put a swastika on the door and we'd still be hearing about it. It doesn't matter. I mean, if it happens to a Jew, boy, that's terrible. But they never look at what the Jews do to everybody else. So with that, God bless you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. We're going to Frank in North Carolina, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. Frank, how you doing? What's on your mind?
If it happens to a Jew, it's 10 times worse. And they never talk about what the Jews do to everybody else. Yeah, he just said it, man. It's the hypocrisy, the total double standard shows you who rules over our society. The number one issue in America today, I would say in Western civilization today, is what are we going to do about Jewish tyranny ruling over us? You got a fraction of 1% of the population of this world rules over everybody else to some extent or another, and pretty much completely here in the U.S. and many Western nations. That's the number one issue. I'll be honest with you, I don't care about anything else. That's the only thing that matters. That's what Dr. William Luther Pierce would say if he was alive today. I bet he would say something like that. That is the only thing that matters. What are we going to do about these Jewish psychos? And I totally disagree with Paul. I agree with some of what he said, but I don't want any Jewish friends. I just want to make that clear. I know I'm kind of an oddball that way. I hate Jews. I hate them. I hated them 10 years ago. I despise them as a group of people. I don't want anything to do with them. I have no personal fight with any Jew that speaks out. People like Benjamin H. Friedman, even people like Brother Nathaniel Kettner, I got no fight with them. I don't wish them any ill will, whatever. I want them to keep speaking out as long as possible. But the rest of them and these stupid Jews, and there is a lot of inbreeding. There's a lot of Jewish retards. I see them all over the place. My Judar goes off, and then I look at them and I'm like, oh, okay, they're not even fully there. There's a lot of inbreeding in the Jewish community, and there are a lot of stupid Jews, and there are a lot of retarded Jews, because they're so closely related, they can almost hardly help but inbreed. But anyway, these people are the problem. As far as this Don Lemon guy, I understand, you know, I'm real unfamiliar with him. I hear people bring him up every now and then. Now, from what I understand, this is like a mixed guy. We'd call him black, right? Light-skinned black guy or whatever. I think he's even got some Jewish background, which would make a whole lot of sense. He's also a homosexual and dates white men. So I guess that's, you know, that's what he likes. He likes to date white terrorists, white male terrorists, or have sex with them, I guess. I shouldn't say date, whatever. But And this South Park Susan, as she was designated, South Park is kind of an affluent area of Charlotte. It's actually where I grew up. It wasn't affluent back then. It was just middle class. But anyway, it's known as South Park is like a kind of a center. It's a like shopping center, kind of real upscale. And for some reason, she was designated as South Park Susan. She had a good job with Spectrum, which is the cable company, formerly Time Warner Cable. Here in Charlotte, and apparently she made a lot of money, like you know, way plus the 6 figures. So I imagine she's probably in some kind of sales or something. But you know, this blonde, white-haired woman, kind of you know, she kind of dressed a little provocatively, I think, just kind of wildly, and you know, she was bizarre. Like you said, she was just a nasty drunk. She would have gotten nasty with anybody, you know. I mean. She could have gotten nasty with some Mexicans or with some white people. It didn't matter. She was just a nasty drunk, but they're making it all about race, and yeah, she's probably had to go into hiding. Probably left.
Hold that thought. I got music. I want to ask you a question on the other side of the break. Fred in Louisiana, hang on. We'll get to you here shortly. 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back on Alternative Media. Baron in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, and they are stacking up. We've got Frank from North Carolina, then Fred, Mark, and Teddy coming up. Frank, I just wanted to ask you, I know I heard you say that you had gotten a Dr. William Luther Pierce CD and you'd been listening to it, and it reminded me of when I first stumbled across Dr. William Luther Pierce and started listening. It's been, gosh, time flies, probably been 6 years ago, maybe five, I don't know, but I couldn't get enough. I just had to watch video after video after video, and to take into account that I believe he passed away in 02, don't hold me to that, somewhere in that neighborhood, what a visionary he was for foreseeing a lot of what was coming on the horizon. I just wanted to get your opinion now that you're listening to that, but what runs through your mind hearing this and knowing that this is almost, well, some of it's 20 years old or older. Go ahead. Do we have Frank?
I'm here. Sorry.
Okay.
Did you hear what I said? Myself there. Yeah, I heard.
Go ahead.
I heard you. Yeah, you know, it was all there for anybody to see 30 years ago, I guess. Particularly an adult like him. He's very intelligent. He was a, you know, he was a world-renowned physicist, I understand, and basically sacrificed all of that to basically go on a mission to speak out and defend the white race against what he saw was coming. But he's a very sober thinker. And, yeah, I got this MP3 anonymously from somebody. Apparently somebody gave him my address and said, yeah, because they knew I was interested in this. And there's no fat there. I mean, it's lean. I mean, it's just, you know, there's no hype. There's nothing. He's just a totally, he's an adult. He's a white male adult. No hype, no nothing. He just says it like it is, man. You know, and it's just so refreshing to hear that, man. I mean, Dr. Duke does that quite a bit as well. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people have issues with Duke's style, and he's kind of jealous of his time on air and whatnot. But, you know, Pierce is in a similar vein, but, you know, without some of that. But anyway, you know, one more thing. I hear people talk about this shooting in Pittsburgh. And, you know, I don't condone it. To be honest with you, I'm not even sure why I don't. But you know why? Probably because it helps the Jews. It helps these damn criminals. It works in their favor. So I guess, if nothing else, that's why I'm against it. Plus, I mean, I'm actually anti-violence anyway. I don't like blood, gore. I don't like violence. But I will defend myself. But, you know, I hear people say, well, they're, you know, and here, I don't even know if it happened. I hate to say that, but I don't. My first inclination, my gut feeling is that it did. But you know what? I can't chalk it up and say, well, yeah, this one really happened. I don't know. I mean, think of it. They could have easily drugged this guy and put him there. Maybe there was nobody shot at all. Who knows? But here's the thing. When people say, well, there was a drill there, the Department of Homeland Security was there, in January and did a drill. That doesn't mean anything to me. People say, well, that's the smoking gun. We know that. No, that doesn't mean anything. I'll bet a lot of synagogues have Department of Homeland Security stopping by and doing checks and security checks or a drill. I get so sick of hearing people say, oh, they had a drill there 5 years ago, so that means that's proof. That doesn't prove anything, man. I'm telling you, man, a lot of these people, these conspiracy theorist investigators, they need to get their heads out of their asses, man, because these people are loony. A lot of them have PhDs. A lot of them have PhDs after their names. They have radio shows. These are some of the stupidest people, man.
And I always prepare when these events happen that there's going to be a contingent that comes out. Everything is some sort of false flag or psyops. Well, hey, thanks so much. Thanks so much. I'm going to move on. We've got people holding. Fred in Louisiana, you've been patiently holding. I'll hold you through the break. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning, Fern. Yeah, I got a recording, you know, about this Pittsburgh shooting that Frank was just talking about. It's about 40 seconds. Can I play it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
They made sure that the local people around them knew that they were
anyway, that was, it goes on, plays it a couple more times, but, you know, besides hearing that one, there's some other recordings, about, you know, about calling the shooter an actor, and, you know, and that's about really all I know about it. This is what I picked off. It's not this year, by the way. So,
well, we're coming up on a break. Just hang on. I'm going to let you summarize that for us on after the break because we couldn't really hear that recording real good. Then we'll get to Mark and Teddy. Stay with me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fair, and in the studio, do I still have Fred from Louisiana?
Yeah.
Just summarize that. We couldn't hear that very well. Was that the police recordings from when the active shooter was in place last Saturday? Is that what that was?
Right. It was a recording saying they were talking back to each other, and they were saying that it was a drill. I'm sorry you couldn't hear it that well, but that's basically it. And the recordings on BitChute, under police dispatch, saying synagogue shooting is a drill. That's the title of it. Anyway, one other thing on this, Don Lemon, Tommy Sotomayor does a good job of ripping him apart too on, his, channel, especially when he was, cutting up Kanye West, when Kanye was in to see the president, a couple of weeks ago. If you want to hear some real good tearing up, it's funny. It's really funny. Tommy Sotomayor on YouTube does a good job. Anyway, he tears up old Lemon Pecker Puffer real good.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much, Fred. Thank you so much. Let's go to Mark in Florida. Mark, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for letting me in, Perrin. I wanted to bring up the history of the terms Jewish. Does that mean sort of like a Jew, but not really Jewish? What is a Jew? Who invented the Jew? And the Semite part is, aren't the Semites Arabic? And if you're anti-Semite, anti means in the place of, are you taking the place of Semite, which is Arabic? I mean, all these terms are thrown at us, and they don't mean what the original meaning of the terms are. I think Jew is a conjured, invented, or coined term, just made up by people that are buying to the rest of the world. There's no such thing as a Jew, I believe.
Interesting. I've heard some of that argument before, and of course we do get a lot of double speak. I mean, if you just oppose mass invasion of the country, you're a you're a hater. So I don't know. I would have to. That's the terminology we use. That's what they call themselves. That's what we're used to. But you know, you may be 100% right. I don't know. Anything else you would like to you'd like to add quickly, Mark?
Well, just when anybody calls a man anything other than a man, whether it be Negro or Jew or Indian, they create those terms so they can use a prejudice against them. Because if anyone was to say, "Well, I'm going after this Jew," well, that gives some legitimacy to attacking another man. But if they say, "I'm going to go kill this man," now that's an objectionable thing to do. But when you throw a name on it or a term on a man, then you allow yourself and others to treat them like an animal. And that's where I find the trespass in the whole thing.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks for the phone call, Mark. Interesting. Let's go to Teddy in West Virginia. Teddy, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
I think you may be talking about Jay from West Virginia.
Oh, Jay, how you doing today, Jay?
I'm doing great, and I really enjoy your show. I wanted to point out how hypocritical it is with these Jews. Like, for instance, you know, we had a shooting spree in a Pittsburgh synagogue. You know, it was an insane act of frustration and blind rage on the part of this guy Bowers, and we really don't know much about him. As far as I know, he wasn't associated with any white nationalist group. But when a Jew, Baruch Goldstein, massacred 29 Muslims worshiping in a mosque in Israel, they set up a shrine for him. His gravesite is a revered shrine in Israel. So when a Jew goes and massacres people at their place of worship, you know, that's all fine and dandy with them. But when some deranged guy goes in and attacks them, you know, it's the height of outrage. And I'd just like to say that, you know, Jews are the most ethnocentric race in existence, and their racial self-love is expressed in their belief that they are God's chosen, and that God has only one business. It is to look after the prosperity of the Jews. And as Dr. Revelo Oliver has pointed out, the Jews have always been willing to sacrifice some members of their tribe for the greater benefit of the race, much like the social organization of certain insects, especially some species of ants and termites, in which the individual is virtually a tentacle of a large organism. And a good example is the way Zionists cynically knew that it would be necessary to have a certain number of Jews persecuted during the Second World War in order to get the sympathy of the world for the establishment of Israel. So they're the world's greatest hypocrites, and you know, this shooting spree in Pittsburgh. I mean, we don't know much about it, about the shooter, and you know, for all we know, I mean, it could have been designed to allow them to have the pretext that they've been waiting for to crush any resistance to their diabolical goals. So I'm interested in seeing what more information comes out about this guy Bowers. You know, as far as Dr. William Pierce goes, I was fortunate to meet him back in 1984, and I joined his organization, the National Alliance, and it's been one of the great pride of my life is that I've been a monthly dues-paying member of the National Alliance to allow him to do the work that he has done over the years. Those MP3s that were sent to Frank in North Carolina, I recall originally they used to go out over shortwave. And I remember back in the late 80s and 90s, I had a shortwave radio, and I used to look forward to listening to Dr. Pierce's weekly broadcast. And fortunately, we have that all preserved for people. You can go to nationalvanguard.org. And we also have a very special offer right now of a book entitled Panzer Grenadier by Hans Schmidt. And he was a young man in Germany during World War II who volunteered for the Waffen-SS, and he wrote his memoirs of his experience fighting in the Waffen-SS. And it's really one of the best books about particularly he was involved in the Battle of the Bulge, what the Germans called the Ardennes Offensive. And right now we are offering that book that was originally was sold for $45. Anybody that sends in a money order for $20 to P.O. Box 90, Hillsborough, West Virginia, 24946, will get that book, postage included, $20. And it was originally a $45 book. I mean, we're struggling because of the deplatforming that's been done. You know, every organization is struggling. They've taken away our ability to accept credit cards. And so for a limited time only, anybody that sends in $20 will get a beautiful copy of SS Panzer Grenadier by Hans Schmidt.
And let me also say, nationalvanguard.org, there's a whole litany of books. You can buy Turner Diaries. You can buy a Hunter. There's a whole lot of books. You can buy CDs of Dr. William Luther Pierce, and they'll have a collection. And those are the broadcasts were on AM radio throughout the country. Various AM radio stations at the time in the 80s played let's see, what?
Yes, you're correct.
Dissident voices. Well, I would love to get the opinion. Did you ever hear, and we'll have to do it quickly because I've got them stacked up now, but did he ever, Dr. William Luther Pierce, ever give an opinion on Bill Cooper? You ever hear him make mention of Bill Cooper?
No, I haven't.
Hmm.
But yeah, as you had mentioned, Dr. Pierce did pass away in 2002, and Bill Cooper was active right around that time when Dr. Pierce passed away. But Dr. Pierce was a very busy man, managing the National Alliance and putting out a weekly broadcast and, monthly membership news bulletin. So he definitely had a lot on his plate.
He's left a lot of a legacy of information for people to digest. Hey, thank you so much, Jay. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Michael in New York. Then we got Tony in Chicago, Robert in California. We'll try to get everybody some airtime. Michael, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Farron. All is well, sir, and I hope all is well with you too. You know, I did hear a report just the other day too, pertaining to Pittsburgh. I think I had you on speaker, sorry. And from what I heard, I forget the source, and a year ago, there was a planned drill to occur there in Pittsburgh at that Squirrel Hill location. And so we have to definitely wait for more time to transpire to find out the real truth and facts pertaining to the incident and not trust the mainstream fake news reports, because there's a big question mark on that for sure. And it's curious, though, we're not hearing much about more gun control coming from them yet. But maybe Trump shut it right down when he said, look, you should have had security, because that was a great comeback for Trump to, I think, maybe nip that argument right in the bud. So that's a curious thing. You know, this talk with Kanye West, or whatever, however they pronounce his name, or he pronounces it, it's so pathetic. I laugh every time because, you know, these people have no talent. They're nobodies. The only reason why they're so successful is they made a deal with the devil, the Zionist God, and they admit it all the time. For example, I don't know when, not too long ago, a number of years ago, he stated it right in a concert. And he told the people, and they call them concerts too, which is hilarious. There's no talent, no bands or nothing. And but he stated that he made a deal with the devil right there. And so who cares, you know, if this yo-yo is pro-Trump, anti-Trump the next day? None of that really matters at all to us, because the guy's a nobody. He's only where he is. He's not because he's a genius, a talent, a prodigy, like they always portray themselves to be. No, they're successfully materially only, spiritually empty, materially, physically successful, because they made a deal with the devil, and they all admit that. And with this Don the Lemon Fool idiot, it's amazing how that wussy gets his pink panties in a twist over the Caucasians here in this country that built this country up. You know, these people, they are all hypocrites for sure. They're wearing Caucasian European clothing, glasses, wristwatch, driving their cars, using their computers or cell phones, go home to their plumbing, electricity, et cetera, et cetera. And yet they knock the source of all that and actually hate them. And it's time to just say, look, get the hell out. Just leave. Like here in a local paper in Mid-Hudson Valley, it's called the Poughkeepsie Urinal. And I just come across it because I use it for starting the wood stove up. And back in July, talking about 10 things to know about the Declaration of And so they cover some highlights of the Founding Fathers, and some of it's fair and honest, the price they paid, things like that. But they got the audacity to say the 56 signers were doctors, lawyers, merchants, and ministers, planters, but were all wealthy white men. It's like, yeah, no kidding. Holy God, what a shock, what a surprise. What the hell? Why don't you go to China and say, you know, your Chinese dynasty was started by yellow-skinned, slant-eyed race, you know that, Orientals, you know that, huh? Or in Africa, you Zulus and Zimbabweans and everybody else, you know you were started by black-skinned, matty-haired Negroids, and your country's full of them. What the heck, you know, that can't be accepted. This is how pathetic it all is, and that's why they got to be held accountable and turn the tables on them and tell them, get the hell out, just get the hell out of here. You don't belong here. This is our country. You don't like it. The only people we need to make amends with to some degree are any unfortunate Native Americans that are downtrodden because of the white man booze, which is really the devil's booze, and the Jews pretty much distill all that too. So it's really their poison, not so much white man's poison. But the Caucasian race definitely succumbed to it too. And but that's how pathetic all this is. And, you know, unfortunately, I never hear anybody, when I'm listening to all the pundits out there, say, why don't you go to China or Africans and yell at them? You're all a bunch of slant-eyed, yellow-skinned Orientals that, full in this country. How come there's no diversity here? And the same thing in Africa. It's so pathetic. I just can't get over how they got away with all of that so far. But I just wanted to say all that, sir, and keep up the great work. God bless. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you so much. Well said. Well said, as usual. Tony in Chicago, then Robert in California. Robert, I will get to you. Tony, go ahead. You got about 3 minutes.
Yeah, Farron, too many things to say, not enough time. The last time I called, I think it was at the end of September, our Jones campaign was going to the Cook County Republican Party picnic, where Illinois Governor Rauner was going to show up, and he did show up, and we were conducting our anti-faggot campaign. okay? He drove right past us. We had our anti-faggot signs standing on faggot flags, and we blew them all away. It was a big disaster for them. Only about 150 people showed up. Anyway, we're at the end of the road, and I just wanted to call to say that, you know, everybody out there should really thank this man for what he did, okay? Not many people on pro-right radio ever mentioned the guy, but a lot of things has transpired over here in this city over the months. We were honored that Rabbi Abraham Cooper of the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles flew all the way up here a few weeks ago, and he was part of a press conference denouncing this man who is pro-white and anti-satanic Jew. So there's been a lot of hustle and bustle, including on Tuesday an editorial in this anti-white paper, pro-Jew paper, they call the Chicago Tribune, half of a page, murders in Pittsburgh, anti-Semitism in an Illinois election. Okay, it's been on and on and on. I'm sitting in front of my last 200 flyers that when I hang up, I will be going out by myself, distributing them, and then tomorrow I'm out of here. I'm going back to what's left of the United States with real white people living in it down in Fort Myers, Florida. But anyway, we should thank this man and his wife. He got a call about 6 weeks ago from the FBI that there was chatter that a hit was being organized against him, and that's true. So this man has balls of steel. What he did. Last thing, there's mixed signals. We've got mixed signals out there. We were in this one neighborhood 2 days ago. Okay, he knocked on a door, and some fat lady answered and said, "You're that Nazi! You're that Nazi, Art Jones!" And threw his, I don't know, she ripped the flyer up and threw it in his face. She was obviously watching this Pittsburgh synagogue coverage. And by the way, we all have our opinions. Okay, one of the three rabbis. I'm just going to say this. I got one other thing to say. One of three rabbis at that synagogue, okay, was the rabbi for the House of Representatives and the rabbi for Jonathan Pollard. We all have our opinions. I think the whole thing is fake, but I'm going to get off of that right now. And in the same time frame, there was people that had just gotten his flyers, okay, that does have the Confederate flag all over it, and they were pacing up and down the street with the flyers on you know the full page, and they were waving it around like who put this on our house? Who put this on our house? They're flipping out. They were frantic. I call them. I wish he would have ran into them because I didn't have my video camera. There would have been a major shouting confrontation. Okay, and there was some old bag out there, same thing. She saw me. Anyway, but then in the same neighborhood, about a half hour later, he ran into some woman and said, "Oh, I already voted." And he said, "Man, well, who did you vote for?" He says, "I voted for Art Jones." And she said, "Wow. Well, I am Art Jones." So mixed signals out there. We know who controls the voting machines. Okay, it is the Jew, and they're going
to
do what they're
going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to move on to Robert, or I won't get him on. I'm anxious to see how many votes he gets next week, and hats off to it. That does take guts. Robert, we've got about 4 minutes. They're yours. Thank you for holding on to the end. Go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. You've said so much just recently. I had a topic ready to discuss, but everything you're talking about, it's kind of got me flying blind, brother.
Well, you go ahead. Whatever, we have covered a lot of topics. I've got a paper here listed, but go ahead, Robert. Anything you'd like to mention or bring up something new?
Well, yeah, it might be new. I'm sitting out here in California. I'm in the Bay Area, and we've been looking at a lot of these voter registration agendas, and. I just can't believe all these illegals are going to be allowed to be voting. I mean, I'm sitting out here and I'm experiencing it. I'm breathing it. It sucks.
Oh, yeah. What's happening to California with the demographics? They're letting the illegals vote in school board elections. I mean, they're incentivizing in every way they possibly can the demographic destruction of the native population in California. What's the crime like out there?
Oh, it's bad. I mean, I consider the voting kind of a shoe in the door.
I mean, they're just kind of putting a wedge in the door frame so that they can get in on a later agenda. As far as the crime goes, I'm lucky. I'm sitting over in the North Bay in Sausalito, and it's kind of a sheltered territory, as it were. I mean, you could walk out on the street here and not see anything, you know, amiss. But as soon as you check the news, you see what's really going on. It's kind of actually sufferable being in a sheltered territory right now, because as much as I know what's going on in the world today, I'm kind of protected. It's almost scary.
Well, sadly, Robert, I only expect it to get worse, especially in California with, you know, it being such a blue state and all of its liberal leanings. It's a sanctuary state. You know, I guess we will all hang on and see what turns out on Tuesday, although, you know, I have no faith really in things getting much better under Trump.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. What would you consider is the best tactic for folks in my position to do? I mean, my position is that I'm a working citizen of California. I pay my taxes. I have an address. I vote. And I'm, I'm sadly in probably one of the most precarious positions. I'm a conservative Christian Republican in the state of California. So, I mean, what would you suggest that folks in my position do, especially since we've only got a few days left?
Well, you know, the long-term prep, arm yourself, be willing to shoot people if necessary. Some people can, some people can't. Work toward being a can, and hope for the best and prepare for the worst, because I don't think California is going to go but in one direction, and that is continually downward. And I don't get any pleasure out of saying that, but I think the whole country is going to do that as well. I mean, Donald Trump's not going to be president forever. If this election swings blue, they're going to be trying to impeach him. We're not going to have a wall. And maybe that would be, you know, maybe that will swing us where we need to be and wake up a bunch of people. I don't know. But I don't see any scenario on the horizon where the Republicans or the Democrats are going to really address the problems that we know need to be addressed. So I think ultimately the country will probably go into some sort of revolution at some point. So being prepared for that is probably the best thing you can do, Robert. And that's my best advice.
Boy, I hope you're wrong. Oh, man, I hope you're wrong. I spent 19 months in Somalia. I've had the unfortunate opportunity to shoot 5 people, and their lives were taken by me, and I think about that a lot. And when you talk about a revolution in our country, it's, you know, a lot of these people, they're just so sheltered, they don't really realize the gravity of what's happening. I really wish that there was a way that we could get people to realize the gravity of what's going on.
Hey, thanks for the phone call, Robert. We're out of time, and until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive.